A man wanted on suspicion of firing at a Sacramento police sergeant nearly a month ago was shot and killed during a standoff with officers. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The Sacramento County Coroner's Office identified the man as 50-year-old Albert Wheeler. Police had been looking for Wheeler after he tried to shoot a police sergeant outside of a home in North Sacramento on August 4th. Forecasters expect dangerous heat throughout the Labor Day weekend. The withering hot, dry air also could create conditions ripe for more wildfires. A strong ridge of high pressure building over the western U.S. is expected to send temperatures climbing today in Southern California and then spread the heat northward, peaking Sunday or Monday. Nearly 200 current and former California correctional officers have filed a lawsuit alleging that they were forced to take unnecessary rectal exams that amounted to sexual assault. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in Sacramento County Superior Court against the California Department of Corrections and Rehab. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. At HSU, as of the first week of classes, 6,471 students are enrolled in Humboldt State, 7.5% fewer than last year, but far better than the 20% decline that was initially expected. New transfer students have increased by 14.4%. A total of 403 county residents now testing positive for COVID-19, 6 new cases on Thursday, and testing continues. Those without symptoms can make an appointment at the state-run OptumServe site at Redwood Acres in Eureka. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.